China with a Spanish bum who sings when women are free. But you, I sing to them with a guitar I borrowed from a coffee bar. Well, what you don't know doesn't hurt you. My name would be Antonio. What all my bridges I would burn. When I give them some, they know I'd expect something in return. I'd have to get drunk every night and talk about virility with some old grandmother that might be decked out like a Christmas tree. And no pink elephants I'd see. Though I'd be drunk as I could be, I'd sing that song they sang to me about the time they called me Jackie. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be for an hour every day, if I could be for just one little hour, cute in a stupid ass way. Sold records by the ton, all sung by many other fellows. My name would then be Handsome Jack, and I'd sell pokes of opium, whiskey to Cane from Twickenham, authentic queens and phony virgins. I'd have a bank on every finger in every country, and every country ruled by me. I'd still know where I wanna be. Locked up inside my opium den, surrounded by some China men, I'd sing the song that I sang then about the time they called me Jackie. If I could be for only an hour, if I could be
Mark Ullman doing Jackie. Yes, that was a good song. I haven't heard that remix in a long time. That was the Youth remix. Before that was Stereo Lab with French Disco, Beastie Boys with Sure Shot by Request, Hoju with Spy Song. We also had U96 with Replugged, Feel Like a Dum Dum. And I think I already told you all about those. Coming up, we've got Saturnine Self, and I am going to play something off of the Ibiza After Hours 2, Marks and Henry's The Making of Jill. If you have a request, I might have time for like one more song, maybe, possibly. You can go ahead and call me and ask. And hello, that's the doorbell.
Hello, ma'am. I was wondering...
No, we don't need any thank you goodbye.
Just one second, ma'am. I'm not trying to sell anything. Do you have any UAA students in the household?
You're not taking my boys to the Army. No,
no
way.
Ma'am. Actually, I'm recruiting for KRUA, where we do more before 8 in the morning than most people do in their lifetime. We train all ages of UAA students who are taking 3 or more credits.
No, they've all graduated. Thank you goodbye.
Well, I guess KRUA wasn't for her, but that karate guy was sure interested.
Getting dark. Of love.
Pig Boy by Sweaty Nipples, and here is my parting gift for you. This is Fleck the Halls by Ren and Stimpy. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Stimpy, I'm home. What the? Hey! What is all this mess? Cabbage husks and meat lines stapled to the ceiling. Dirty diapers hanging from every corner. And what's with that stupid hat?
It's a tomato skin hat, silly. Don't you remember what today is?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It's all Idiot's Eve. Now clean up this mess!
No, Ren. These are decorations. And today... it's the shabbiest holiday of the year. It's Yaxmas Eve.
Really?
Yeah. And look, I made you a hat, too.
Say, now that's smart looking.
And stinky, too.
It looks like it's made out of celery string.
Right you are, pal.
Now I'm in the holiday spirit, and not a moment too soon. Look, out the window.
It's the shaven yak. In his enchanted canoe. Come on, everybody. Put on a hat made of garbage and let's go Yaxmas caroling. Fleck the walls with stinky diapers.
This
season, yaks get shaven.
Don, we now are rubber nipples. Fill your uncle's boots with coleslaw.
See the yak sneak in discreetly. Shaving front and back completely.
Follow him in shaving leisure. Then I lick up sink's scum treasure. Oh boy, Ren, I can hardly wait until the yak pops out of the tub drain and visits our bathroom. Fast away the yak he passes, enchanting all the lads and lasses. Soon we find the gift he gave us. When we wipe the bathroom basin.